Sairam children, welcome once again to the Children's Hour.
Sairam children, and as always, it is delightful to be back with you all.
And hope you all are ready to learn something new today. So, what shall we speak about today? Maybe Prem, I'll ask you a question today.
Sure Ganesh, go on.
A nice soft cotton bed and the hard floor. What would you choose?
No doubt a soft cotton bed for sure. And I'm sure it would be the choice for most.
A flat wooden bench or a cushioned sofa?
Again, the sofa is the obvious choice.
Let's try with something else. Will you prefer a kerchief made of soft cloth or a kerchief made of a coarse and hard fiber?
I can't even imagine using a hard, rough piece of cloth for a kerchief. Wouldn't it hurt to even use it? Of course. All of us will prefer something which is soft.
And if I ask you to choose between a tender lotus and a hard bark of a tree, I'm sure you will choose the flower.
Absolutely. Don't we all like things that are soft and tender? Maybe that is also a reason why we instantly feel happy when we see a soft flower, smooth and dainty piece of fabric, or for that matter, even a sweet little baby.
Yes. Don't we all like the tender skin of a little baby or the soft fluffy fur of a dog? Isn't it quite interesting how we easily tend to like things that are soft and pleasing rather than things that are hard or coarse?
That's true. But at the same time, we should also acknowledge the value of those things that are hard, children. For instance, we may like a soft bed, but don't we need a hard and firm cot for the bed?
For that matter, the beautiful tender flowers need a firm stalk or a branch, right? Most often, that which is hard and firm should be the basis for the soft and tender. Isn't it, children?
I remember an interesting story here. There were two friends who lived in a town. Both of them wanted to build beautiful houses for themselves. They also decided that they will build their houses overlooking the river.
Oh, they wanted a house from where they could have a beautiful river view, is it? And when you have a house near a river, you can also go for a swim quite often.
Oh, yes, yes. And there was a beautiful river that was flowing very close to their own town. But when they went to choose a spot, they had to make a choice between two options.
Oh, what was that, Prem?
Either they could build the house on the bank of the river, or they will have to build it on top of a small hillock nearby. The bank had soft and loose sand, but it would be easy to build a small house there itself. On the other hand, building it on the hillock would involve some effort because the material for building would have to be carried up the hill, but the house would be safe and firm. So one of them said, "Let us build it on the hillock."
Yes. That's a wise thing to do. Good. They chose to build it there.
No, Ganesh, not yet. They had not decided yet.
Oh.
Because the other friend said, "Why should we take the trouble? See, the sand here is so fine and inviting. And this would be closer to the river too. Otherwise, we will have to carry all the stuff up the hill."
Oh. But it is not a wise idea to build on sand. It is always advisable to build a house on a firm surface, right?
Yes, Ganesh, but our friend was way too lazy to take the efforts to build it on the hillock. And maybe, like the soft sand bed near the river more than the rocky hilltop.
And what happened then, Prem?
You will know when you listen to this song.
Oh.
The rain came down and
my God. But Prem, that man deserved it for doing such a foolish thing. And children, did you see? That is why Swami says, our foundation should always be very strong. Soft and tender things are good. But at the same time, everything cannot be soft.
Very true, Ganesh. Children, some teachers in school will be very kind and soft. But there will be a few others who are strict and firm disciplinarians. You should remember that both kinds of teachers are necessary for our growth.
Similarly, your parents who are loving and kind will sometimes have to be strict with you. That does not mean they do not like you or they are being unkind. It means at that point, they need to be firm for your benefit.
And children, that is why we often say, God is mother and father, friend and guru. Which means, God is as tender as the mother when he is showering his love. But at the same time, he has the strictness of a father when he is correcting us.
He teaches us and disciplines us like a guru or a teacher. But at the same time, he is our best friend who is ready to give us company in our fun.
And do you know, kids, that is why Swami's name, that is the meaning of Swami's name too. Sai Baba. Swami says, Sai. When you split it, it is Sa and I, where I means mother and Sa stands for divine.
And the word Baba means father. So Sai Baba means one who is our divine mother and father. And that is why when we pray to Swami, we say, Tvameva Mata Cha Pita Tvameva.
Mata cha pita tvameva tvameva.
So children, I am sure now you all agree that we all need the softness as well as the toughness.
In the human body too, there is this combination of the soft and the tough. And if not for this tough, hard part of us, we can't do anything we are able to do now.
You can stand, you can't walk, you can sit down too. With this, you can't even hold your ice cream cone.
You cannot play the piano, you can't play your games. I am sure you all must have guessed what we are referring to, children. Of course, it is our bones.
Yes. If not for our bones, we won't all just be a lump of flesh. So, did you see? Though we all like to have soft skin, soft hair, if not for these solid and hard bones, we cannot do anything in our life. In fact, we will all become amoebas.
Then I will be saying, Sairam Amoeba Ganesh.
Oh, but even that may not be possible. Because children, even to be able to hear sounds, we need bones. The bones inside our ears are the ones that enable us to hear different sounds.
So when the bones are so important, shouldn't we learn something about them at least? Oh yes, we must. And that is why we have today Dr. Lata Shri from the General Hospital, who is going to be talking to us about our bones.
The organ system in the body that is made up of these many, many bones is called the skeletal system.
Right. And the doctor is going to talk to us about the skeletal system.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Sai Ram children. Children, today I will speak to you about the skeletal system in the human body. The skeletal system consists of the joints, the bones, and the muscles in the body. The skeleton is the basic framework of the body, and it supports all the organs and the tissues present inside the body. It provides points of attachment for muscles. The main function of the skeletal system is protecting the body. It provides mechanical protection for almost all the vital organs in the body, thus reducing the risk of injury to them. For example, the brain is well protected by the skull bone. The heart and the lungs are very safe inside the chest, and the spinal cord is protected by the vertebral column or the spine. The skeletal muscles are attached to the bones, and these, along with the joints. Joints is the place where two bones are connected to one another, and these carry out movement or locomotion in the body. So locomotion is one of the important functions of skeletal system. The bone tissue also stores several minerals including calcium and phosphorus, which are essential for various biochemical reactions in the body. And when required, bone releases these minerals into the blood, facilitating the balance of minerals in the body. The bone marrow, which is a specialized tissue present in the long bones, produces white blood cells and red blood cells. And another important function is that, with increasing age, some of the bone marrow changes from red bone marrow to yellow bone marrow, which has special cells called adipose cells, and this serves as an important chemical energy reserve for the human body. These are some of the very important functions of skeletal systems in the body. How many bones do you have in the body? Can you all imagine, children? The number of bones in an adult human body is 206. This includes the arms and the legs, which together have 30 bones each. The head and the face consists of 22 bones, and there are 33 small bones called the vertebrae in the spine or the long vertebral column that protects the spinal cord. The chest consists of a central flat bone called the sternum, and attached to it are 12 pairs of ribs. And then we have the shoulder girdle, which has two bones, namely the collarbone and the shoulder blade. And the lower part of the trunk is called the pelvis, and it has two hip bones along with a flat bone in the middle called the sacrum. So together all these make up the human skeleton, and these are attached to each other, as I already told you, by various joints. The bones grow from ends, and the growth of the long bones gets completed at the age of 16 to 18 years in girls and at 20 years in boys. That is why after this age there is no increase in the height. The bone growth is completed by 20th year in boys. The most common condition which is associated with bones, which all children should be aware of, is the breaking of the bones, and a break in the bone is called a fracture. You can all sustain fracture when you are running around or jumping and playing due to a fall or any hit. Whenever there is a fracture, the affected part immediately swells up and there is very severe pain, and also you are unable to move that part of the body. All these symptoms say that there is an underlying fracture and you must immediately seek medical help to get the part x-rayed and have it properly treated. If small fractures or hairline fractures of the fingers or the toes or any other part of the body is not promptly treated or immediately treated, then what happens is the two fractured ends of the bone unite in a crooked way, and this is called malunion. And sometimes they don't unite at all, and this is called non-union. And both malunion and non-union of fractured site leads to deformity, and also there is functional loss and you won't be able to use that part properly. So whenever there is any injury to the bones which is suggested by pain, swelling and inability to move, you must immediately seek medical help. Another injury associated with joints is sprains, and these are commonly seen in the ankle region whenever there is a twisting injury of the foot. The sprains are also characterized by immediate swelling and pain. And the most important thing that you should not do is you must not massage the affected part with any oil or painkiller gels. You can apply ice and you can keep the leg elevated, but you should always seek medical help to rule out any fracture. And the doctor will also treat the sprain with adequate measures. And in small children, whenever there is any painful swelling of the joints, like say joints of the fingers, the small joints in the toes or elbow, ankle and wrists, this should not be neglected. This can mean that the child may have juvenile arthritis, so you must immediately go to the doctor and get this condition evaluated and properly treated. These are some of the things about bones and joints you must be aware of, and you should know when to go to the doctor and not treat it yourself. For healthy bones, what children require is good nutrition and also enough physical exercise. Calcium and vitamin D are the two important nutrients which are required for bone growth and also bone mineralization. We all know that we get vitamin D from sunlight, and the richest source of calcium for children is milk and dairy products. So children, you must all make it a habit to drink at least 2 glasses of milk every day without fail to keep your bones healthy. And another important thing that you must do is to engage in some kind of physical activity every day, like walking, jogging, running, playing outdoor games, dancing, or even aerobics. So these are all very essential to keep the bones and the joints in a very healthy condition, so that you don't suffer from common problems associated with bones and joints, which can make you immobile for a long time. This is all about the human skeletal system. Jai Sairam.
Don't we get to learn so much from the doctor every time she is on the program, children? So let us thank her for all the valuable information she gave.
Well, we spoke so much about the importance of being tough and hard, but children, that does not mean our behavior towards others should be tough and harsh. Just like how we like soft hair, skin, and soft clothes, in the outside, our nature should be soft, friendly, and kind.
We should always be soft-spoken, eager to help and ready to forgive people when they harm us knowingly or unknowingly.
And as we have told before, one easy thing to do is use these three words as much as possible when you speak. And they are please, thank you, and sorry.
And even as we are friendly, soft, and loving on the outside, we must be tough and strong in the inside.
I know what some of you mischievous kids are telling. You are saying that anyway we are, because we have bones inside. It is not that inner strength Ganesh was referring to, children. We should be tough inside in the sense we should have strong self-confidence.
As Swami says, self-confidence is like the foundation of the mansion of life. If you do not have the strong self-confidence, then your mansion or house will be like that of the man who built his house on the bank of the river.
But children, do you know how to get this super strong self-confidence? You will have it when you always do what is right and what is good, and along with it, you have firm faith in God.
If you have these, even if troubles come like a cyclone or a tornado, you will stand steady. To make you understand this better, shall we listen to a story, children? This is a very beautiful episode from the life of the Pandavas from Mahabharata. Because they were always good, the Lord Krishna was always on their side. And because Lord Krishna was on their side, no trouble could bother them. Over now to Sumana Madam for this wonderful story.
Sairam children, today let us hear a beautiful story about how love and devotion to the Lord can help us overcome the most difficult of situations. Children, do you all know that much before the Mahabharata war, the five Pandavas along with Draupadi, their wife, were exiled to the forest? They had lost their kingdom to Kauravas, their cunning cousins, in a game of dice. As a result, they were forced to go and live in the forest for a period of 12 years. It so happened that during the Pandavas' first year in exile, sage Durvasa happened to visit the evil king Duryodhana, the eldest of the Kauravas. Duryodhana was never good to saints, but towards Rishi Durvasa, he behaved humbly and pleased him with his hospitality. Know why? Because Durvasa was well known for his anger and curses. When the Rishi was about to leave, he said, "I am very happy with you, Duryodhana. Tell me, what do you want?" Not wanting to lose any opportunity to trouble his banished cousins, Duryodhana quickly replied, "O holy sage, you have blessed me with your visit. Please visit my poor cousins in the forest, taking all your disciples along." This crook Duryodhana had a plan in mind. He knew that the sage with his retinue of disciples would reach the forest dwelling of the Pandavas only late in the afternoon. And by then, surely Draupadi would have finished partaking her meal. Now, what had Draupadi's partaking of her meal got to do with Duryodhana's plan? The sun god Suryadeva had gifted the Pandavas a very special pot called the Akshay Patra, which could spurn out any amount of food to feed any number of people once a day. It was inexhaustible. But once Draupadi had eaten and washed the vessel, it could give no more till the next sunrise. This Duryodhana had a secret desire. He wanted Durvasa to curse the Pandavas and destroy them forever. So he had requested the sage to visit his cousins in the forest only after Draupadi had eaten her meal. And the sage consented. But children, can this conspiracy of the evil-minded stand the grace of God? The wicked Kauravas didn't realize that their plan was going to boomerang on them. There in the forest, Draupadi, the dutiful wife, had partaken her meal after her husbands had eaten. And as they were relaxing, suddenly footsteps were heard, and sage Durvasa and his 10,000 disciples arrived. The Pandavas were very happy and they welcomed them. The sage, who was exhausted by the long journey, spoke in irritation. "My disciples and I will go to the river for a bath. We are already very hungry. Be ready with the food by the time we return." And off they went. When these words fell on the Pandavas and Draupadi's ear, they were shocked. They were in deep trouble. 10,001 mouths to feed. "Oh God, what has this day in store for us?" they lamented in grief. There was no food in the house. And because they were living in the jungle, there were no neighbors to go and ask for help. But whenever Draupadi got nervous, she remembered her Lord Krishna. And today, she called upon to Lord Krishna with tears streaming from her eyes and anguish in her heart. Lord Krishna, who was far, far away in his kingdom at Mathura, heard her prayers. And just then, here in the forest, footfalls were heard. The tensed Pandavas thought sage Durvasa had returned and slowly looked up. And whom did they see? Their very own Lord Krishna right in front of them. They ran towards their Lord and began explaining all at once about the great soup they were in. But Lord Krishna was in no mood to hear out their woes. He called out to Draupadi, "I am very hungry, Draupadi. Serve me something to eat." "My lord, this is no time for fun. The hungry sage Durvasa and his troop will be here any moment. And we have no food to feed them. And you are mocking at us now? Please save us." But Lord Krishna kept up his tempo. "Draupadi, first you appease my hunger, then you ask me whatever you need." "But Lord, there is nothing to eat. The Akshay Patra is already washed," she replied. Lord Krishna asked the vessel to be brought to him. And then what happened? The Akshay Patra didn't overflow. But Lord Krishna passed his fingers carefully inside the vessel, seeking to find some leftover particle of the food. And there in the neck of the vessel, a fraction of a cooked leaf he found. Delighted, he asked, "So you all must have enjoyed a leafy dish today?" With great relish, Lord Krishna put that bit of that leaf on his tongue and swallowed it. He exclaimed, "Ah, how nice! My hunger is gone. I am satiated." At that very moment, Durvasa and his 10,000 disciples, who had just finished their bath, felt their bellies were bloating full of food. The hunger they had experienced a moment back had gone. They were belching now. The surprised sage now became aware of the Lord's grace won by the Pandavas. And he and his 10,000 disciples took another route to avoid the residence of the Pandava brothers. They wanted to leave in a hurry. But this naughty Lord Krishna commissioned Bhima to proceed to the river and bring the sage and his retinue quickly for lunch. Bhima went to the river. Seeing him, the disciples ran deeper into the forest. But Bhima followed them and confronted Durvasa. And he requested him, "Master, my elder brother has ordered me to bring you for lunch. The lunch is ready." Now, it was Durvasa's turn to plead, "Bhima, we cannot eat even a single morsel of food. We are so full. We are full to the bursting point. I am very pleased with you, and I bless the Pandavas that you may attain happiness and rule your rightful kingdom. Those who sent me to you with the sinful motives, they will meet with total destruction." And wishing them luck, the sage left. Sage Durvasa's curse, which Duryodhana intended for the Pandavas, came back to him with double force now. So children, did you see how love and devotion and total surrender of the Pandavas to the Lord earned them so much grace that even the powerful evil king Duryodhana failed to hurt them? Remember always, our Swami's love will protect us wherever we are in the world. We only have to know this truth. With this, I take leave, Sairam.
Thank you.
Story and definitely one of my favorites. You see, children, when we have to go into the dark, we feel so confident and fearless when an elderly person is with us. Why is that so?
It is because we have confidence in that person's strength, isn't it? Now, if we have the confidence that the all-powerful Lord is always with me, where is the question of worry or fear? He is more strong than anybody in the world and he can do anything, can't he?
Yes, isn't that what we saw in that story? Lord Krishna could eat just one leaf and with that fill 10,000 stomachs.
And Swami says that we should remember that God is always within us. And when we always remember that Swami is inside me, we will automatically have self-confidence.
So we learned a lot of interesting lessons today, isn't it? But how can our program be complete without a children's conversation?
Oh, yes. Do you remember, children, we told you about the Bal Vikas meet last week? This week, we will play for you a conversation we had with one of the participants of that meet.
Yes, children. She is a child from the city of Hyderabad. And we are sure, like every conversation we have had on our children's program, you will enjoy this one too.
Sai Ram children, Sai Ram dear listeners, today in Children's Hour, in this episode of a conversation, we have a special guest waiting to talk to all of you in our studio. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Can you please introduce yourself to all our listeners and children?
Yeah, hello everyone. I'm Shraddha and I'm studying in 6th class in Narayana Olympiad School.
From which place?
From Hyderabad.
Ah, yeah, from Hyderabad. So, why have you come to Prashanthi Nilayam?
I've come here for Padthi Yatra from AP and Telangana to sing songs and have blessings.
Mm. Blessings of whom?
Blessings of Swami.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm. So, how many children have come to Prashanthi Nilayam?
About 2,600.
Okay. So, what did you take part in this program?
I have take part in singing.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Only singing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, you are studying in 6th standard, right?
Yeah.
So, what is your schedule like in school?
I go to school by 8 mm-hmm. and Actually, the school finishes at 6, but by the time I come home, it'll become 7.
Mm-hmm.
So I come home, I fresh up by 8,
mm-hmm.
and then if I have some homeworks, I do,
mm-hmm.
and then I go to sleep.
So
I mean, I eat and sleep.
Which rank do you get in school?
I get somewhere in 4th, 5th places.
Mm-hmm. So you're trying hard to become first in the class.
Yeah.
So which is your favorite subject?
Subject I like the most is actually French.
Mm. French?
Yeah.
Mm. Anyhow, I don't understand French. Can you please speak a few words of French? You can tell our children hello, how are you?
Yeah. For good morning, we say bonjour.
Mm.
And good evening. Good night. Bonne nuit.
Mm.
Hello, salut.
You can speak a few lines in French.
So, how are you? We say that, comment allez-vous? And, what is your name? We say, comment tu t'appelles?
So, I am asking you, comment tu t'appelles?
Je m'appelle Shraddha.
Oh, very nice. So, you are teaching me French, right? Your French class is going on right now. So, very nice to come to know that you love French a lot. So now, Shraddha, why did you come to Prashanthriniyam? Do you like Prashanthriniyam a lot?
Yeah, of course.
Why? What is the reason?
I love Swami.
Hmm.
So, like, if I come to Prashanthriniyam, I can take his blessings and I can, like...
So, you want to take blessings of Swami and go higher up in your life?
Yeah.
Hmm. Who inspired you to come to Prashanthriniyam? Who told you about Swami?
My parents.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell more about them?
From somewhere about 8 to 10 years.
Mm.
From then, she was coming to Patiyatra and... she was participating in the yatra, and she even came for Gram Seva to help the poor people.
Mm.
And even now, even I like to participate in Pratyatra and help the poor people by Swami's grace.
Mm. So, children, in the month of July, when we had the anniversary function of the Radio Sai Telugu stream, Shraddha was also a part of that program, and she was so enthusiastically participating in all our activities, and she was helping her mother to do so many things around here. And Shraddha, tell something more about your mother, your father, and how you all serve Swami in Shivam in Hyderabad.
In Hyderabad, every week on Sundays we have bhajan from 6 to 7.
Hmm.
So my mom is one of the singers, bhajan singers, and even I go to the practice which they do before the bhajan. In that I play cymbals and I even sing.
Okay, so
sometimes
children, Shraddha, whenever we see Shraddha around here, we all feel so happy because she always smiles, and that's the beauty in her. So, we want Shraddha to sing one beautiful bhajan, which is her favorite.
Okay. Hamne apna sar jhuka liya, Bhagwan tumhare charno mein. Bhagwan tumhare charno mein, Sai Ram tumhare charno mein. हमने अपना सर झुका लिया भगवान तुम्हारे चरणों में हम में तुम में यही अंतर है हम नर है तुम नारायण हो हम में तुम में यही अंतर है हम नर है नारायण हो हम है संसार के हाथों में संसार तुम्हारे चरणों में
वेरी ब्यूटिफुल सॉन्ग श्रद्धा एंड सो व्हाट डू यू वांट टू बिकम व्हेन यू ग्रो बिग
I wanted to become a doctor and become a doctor in super specialty hospital.
Okay. So if you like French, how can you become a doctor? You have to do so many other things.
Yeah, but still I wanted to become a doctor and help the poor people and become a doctor in super specialty hospital.
Mm-hmm. Why only super specialty hospital?
Because... That is Swami's hospital, and I like this. I like Swami the most, so I would like to become a doctor only over there.
So, do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have one brother.
What is his name?
His name is Sai Tanay.
So, what does Tanay do?
He plays guitar, and he's in the first year.
So, do both of you fight?
Not that much.
So, you fight. So, you love your brother?
Yeah.
So, what both of you do to entertain each other?
Sometimes, like my mom sings and my dad plays tabla. My brother plays guitar and I play keyboard. So, sometimes on Sundays in the morning if we have time... We sit for 1 hour and like sing for Swami and like.
So you have a family bhajan.
Yeah.
So the entire family is full of musicians. So Swami is like loving a lot of having a lot of bliss listening to all four of you doing your bhajans at home. So very nice to listen to you, Shraddha. Before we conclude this, can you tell a few words about Swami, about his, what teachings of Swami do you like the most?
Swami, like in everything, he teaches a lesson and is so lovely.
So which lesson do you like which Swami teaches?
Which Swami teaches. I like all lessons.
So, children, before we end this conversation, we want Shraddha to give a small message to all the children who are listening to this program. Shraddha.
I would like to tell all the children who are listening to this children are that always... Swami will be with you and like whenever you are scared or something like that, you can pray to Swami. He will surely help you.
So were you scared any time and Swami helped you?
Yeah.
Can you tell one incident?
Sometimes like one day my mom and dad, my mom was sleeping beside me in the night. At that time when I got up, in the night, somewhere at 12 or 1, my mom was not there beside me. Like, before she used to go to night shift, at that time somewhere at 5, she 4 or 5, she used to get up. But she was not there somewhere at 12 and 1. I thought, where did she go? I even saw on the bed. My dad was not there. Like, my brother was in another room. So I was scared, I prayed Swami, then I called my mom with another phone. So she told we are out, like my brother, my cousin, he got fits. So they told they were in hospital. I didn't know what to do, I didn't know where was the phone in that darkness and all. So then I got the phone, they called me suddenly. And they told that we are coming, don't worry, we are in the hospital, we'll come, they told so. In that way, Swami helped me that they called me and.
So every time you are there alone, Swami is always there with you.
Yeah.
Right. Very nice, Shraddha. Thank you for sparing your time. I know that you are rushing back to Mandir and this evening you are leaving back to Hyderabad.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you.
Sairam.
With that, children, it's time to wind up this week's Children's Hour, your program on Radio Sai.
Before we go, children, how about asking you a few questions?
Oh, sure. It's been a while since we asked our children's friends and questions.
Okay, friends, here you go. Can you tell us how many bones are there in a human body?
That's a good question. Let me also throw in a question then. Children, can you tell us which is the largest bone in the body and also which is the tiniest in our body?
So Ganesh sneaked in two questions there. But children, let me give you a hint. We spoke about the tiniest bone in the beginning of this program. Let's see if you children get the answers for these questions then.
And to send us the answers, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. That is listener@radiosai.org. We will eagerly wait for your answers. Till we meet you all next time, be good children and have a lot of fun. Sai Ram, children.
Sai Ram, children.